Really enjoyed the music in Kenya. They are a very worshiping group of people. And they love their music and they love it loud. It's loud and it's really active and lots of good rhythm to it. So I hope what we share with you today blesses you. In Mark 16, I'm going to read a passage before we get into our slideshow. Mark 16, starting with verse 15, says this. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out, and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders. And let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you for the power of your presence today and the power of the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we are not ashamed of the gospel, but Lord, you have called each one of us to proclaim it, to preach it to the ends of the earth. And we thank you, Father, as we share our testimony of Kenya, just portions of it, God. You did so much, we can't share everything you did, but God, highlight to each person what it is, God, that will encourage them and inspire them and draw them closer to you because, Lord, you are the one that has done the work. God is mighty. He has done a mighty work. And I'd like to read a letter of appreciation that I received this week from Bishop Owino. And it says, letter of appreciation for your ministry with Gospel Harvest Ministries. Greetings to my friends, Dr. Janet and Apostle Leonard, Apostle Ron, and Apostle Wanda. Kindly allow me to grab this opportunity to sincerely appreciate you for accepting my invitation when I visited your church last year, 2015, Dr. Janet and Apostle Leonard. Thank you so much for bringing with you mighty anointed servants of the Most High God who also minister together with you under the heavy anointing of the Holy Spirit with signs and wonders following. Your ministry wrought undeniable miracles every day. Multitudes of people were saved, healed, delivered, and filled with the Holy Spirit through your ministry. Many people, families, churches, and all the nations represented realize the true more and miracles of God through your ministry. Everybody is asking to tell you to please come to Africa every year as God may provide in his abundance, because he's the owner of silver and gold, and make this prayer and the desire of this region possible. My family and I sincerely take this opportunity to appreciate you for accepting to stay in our humble beginning home with no required facilities suitable for servants of God of your stature. You truly portrayed Christ in servanthood attitude for the expansion of God's kingdom. We were humbled to have you stay under our roof, which we were not worthy of. Thank you, Dr. Janet and Apostle Leonard. Kindly extend our appreciation to Apostles Wanda and our special appreciation to Apostle Ron for his teachings, preachings, and impartation of blessing prayers that he ministered and resulted in many people receiving instant financial miracles immediately after the conference. Let us remain ministry partners forever. I enjoyed working with you here in Africa and would love to join you even in India if you invite me. I think that's a hint. What do you think? The God of provision will provide for me if you will invite me. My faith in him will provide. I pray that God repays you back for all that you spent here in Africa. Kindly accept sincere love from my family and from the Munjo Church and the African region. We are together in Christ's Vineyard. Bishop Lawrence Owino and family from Gospel Harvest Ministries. So how kind of him to send us a letter of appreciation. So we're going to get started today with our presentation. And Leonard will share at the end of it. This morning, I have an app on my phone that sends you the word of the day. Does anyone else have the dictionary app on their phone? Sends you the word of the day. The word of the day, I thought was interesting, is metanoia, which is a Greek word which means a profound, unusual spiritual transformation and conversion. It's a change of mind and a repentance. And so this metanoia experience is what we experienced in Africa, the transforming power of God. And I'm going to ask if Angela will just start running the slideshow, and I'm just going to talk to you. This is we were at South Bend Airport waiting. Next. This is Ron and I. Next. Most of you know Apostle Leonard did not make the first flight. When we got to the airport at South Bend, his passport expires in June. And when you go into Kenya, your passport has to be good for at least 6 months after that, from the time that you leave. And so Delta wouldn't let him fly because they said, you're going to get to Kenya and they're going to send you right back to the United States. And so we decided that we would go on and he would go back, and Elder Sylvia had taken us to the airport, and I called her on her cell phone and I said, come back to the airport because Apostle Leonard has to go home. And then I got a hold of Laura Manley, who is an awesome administrator, hallelujah, because I knew she would know what to do. And she got to work on that, and we contacted my son-in-law, David Cummings, and so they worked together to make sure Leonard had an appointment in Chicago on Thursday and a flight on Thursday to Nairobi. And so he actually ended up at the conference on Saturday. Was it Friday afternoon? Right. I think it was Saturday. It was Saturday you ended up there. Yeah, because you lose time going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so your days get all mixed up. I'm going to get one of those watches that, you know, you can set for international travel so you know what's going on. Because you wake up wondering, what day is it and what time is it? But anyway, so he was delayed in coming. And so we took off, and Bishop Owino met us at the airport and loaded us up. And I actually got in trouble for taking that picture at the airport. You cannot take pictures in the airport. Yeah, I didn't know that. So, and this is their home. We arrived at their home. This is the gate to their house. And actually, they open this gate and pull the cars in. And this is a picture from our bedroom window, balcony, to one side of the house. And this is out front of the house. And this is back by the neighbors. You can see I believe it was goats that were just coming through. Nobody really watches the goats. They just go wherever the goats want to go, and they just eat whatever they want to eat. And then if you look far ahead in this picture, this is to the other side of the house. And can you see the cows? We were sitting in the living room, and all of a sudden I saw the gate was open a little, and I saw these cows going by. And I'm like, this is really weird. I got to get a picture. By the time I got up there, the cows were already towards the other end. But you can see them. And this is another picture out front. You can see it was rainy season, very muddy, just so muddy. And I saw this sign, Lisa Foods. I don't know what Lisa was selling, but I thought, well, I'm gonna take this picture and send it home to Lisa. Lisa Foods. We didn't dare go try anything outside of where we were. Okay. And this is our rooftop prayer time. That's Apostle Ron. They have a very nice rooftop where they also do the laundry and hang the laundry out to dry. They wash the laundry there with a big wash pan and a plunger. And they plunge the laundry, and then they rinse it, and then they hang it up on the line. And this is in their living room. And it's myself and Lorna, Bishop's wife, Apostle Wanda, Bishop Owino, and Ron. And this is their ceiling. I took a picture of this and sent it to Elder James because I'm like, wow, look at this ceiling. Look at this plaster work. So like their ceilings in the main level downstairs were just fabulous. I'd never seen anything like that. So I thought you guys who did plaster might get a kick out of that. And this is their youngest daughter, Esther. And she is a junior in high school. And this is Greta. This is their oldest daughter, and she just graduated from college. And what are these called, Lydia? Chapati? They're very, very good. I thought I'd had them at your house before. They're very good. They serve them with most of their meals, and you dip them into your soup or you wrap things up in them and eat them. They're very good. Miss Ron and Bishop, and this is Lorna. They have a window in the kitchen to pass things through to the dining room. And she's an excellent cook and worked tirelessly to serve us. And this is Nairobi. The first day we were there, we went down to Nairobi to get our money exchanged. And I like this picture because do you see up on top of that building, it says Kenya Power. Yeah, Kenya Power. Yeah, can you see it? Yeah. Kenya Power is connecting in the heavens with God's power. Hallelujah. And this is we started on our trip to our first village where we were going to hold a crusade. And these are just a few pictures of what we saw as we were driving. Oh, stop right there. Looky here, James. This is the lumber yard. In every village that we went through, they had a lumber yard like this. This is where you go and get your wood for your building projects. And then, Gabe, this is the fence company and the gates. And you'll see these guys at the side of the road, and they've got their metal, and they're just beating it into shape. And it's amazing how industrious they are and how hard they work. They work so hard. But they made metal beds, they made fencing, and they made huge gates. And this is just more scenery as you're driving by. Yeah. Okay, and then we're in the restaurant. This is the praise team that was going to lead praise and worship at the conference in the little village that we were going to. And they were traveling behind us in a car. And so we stopped for breakfast, and we had those donuts. What are those called? Oh, yeah, those are really good. We had those in coffee. Oh, they were very yummy. I don't know how many calories are in them or carbs, but lots. Yes, lots. And probably saturated fat. Yeah, lots. Okay. But it seems like I've had those at your house, too. Okay. But we had a great time with this praise team, awesome ministers. They were from different countries, and they volunteered to come in and serve for the ministry while we were there. So anyway, as we were traveling, we went through Kisumu. Yeah, we went through Kisumu, and we saw an international airport. And Ron said, look at that airport over there. He said, I'm calling my administrator and see if there's a dependable plane that we can take back to Nairobi instead of making this horrendous trip. The roads in Kenya are terrible. Every village that you go through has these huge speed bumps and huge potholes. And and the traffic, I don't know if there's any rules. Kind of makes, no. You don't use them, okay? Okay, it was just like, okay, you just pray and you don't watch. You just, you know, look for animals. That's what you do. But, yeah, we decided if there was any way we could take a flight back, there was no way we were going to make that trip again because really, Bishop Owino said it was about 4 or 5 hours. This is where we stayed when we got close to the village. And you have to sleep with mosquito nets. And this is the chef, Chef Jerome. I told him all about you. This is our chef. When you come to the United States, we'll introduce you to Chef Jerome. And this is the meal he cooked for us. Had all the bones, the eyeballs, everything was all still there. Hallelujah. It was very good, though. And this is our group at the first hotel we stayed in. And the young woman standing next to me, her name is Beryl. And she hadn't been to church for over a year because since this hotel opened, she has to work every Sunday. And she asked me, she said, will you minister to me and pray for me? And I said, you know what? We would be honored. So we prayed and prophesied over her and prayed and prophesied over the cook. Sit down and was talking to him because they were off shift. And she said, you know, we were telling her about our experience with the drive. And Ron said, you know, is that Kissimmee International Airport, is that a pretty good airport? And she goes, yes, it's a very good airport. And my aunt works for Kenya Airways, and she makes reservations. And we're like, really? Well, that's got to be confirmation, regardless of how much it might cost us. You know, we are flying back. So she called her aunt, and we talked to her and made that connection so that we could book our flights to fly back. So, this is our son-in-law, David. He made sure Leonard got to Chicago on Thursday and got on his flight to Nairobi. And so about the time he was boarding is about the time that we were at our first crusade meeting down there. And this is our first crusade meeting. You can get a little bit of an idea. This is out in the middle of nowhere. I don't know where all of these people were coming from, but the music started and they got going. And I think we have some music that's coming up here. Just to give you a little idea. Yes? Open air meetings. Yes, that's what it was, open air. Okay, is the video on the screen? She's got to work with two different programs here. There we go. So they sang for quite a while because, you know, the music just went out into the atmosphere and people kept coming in. I preached that evening and there were about 100 people that came forward and gave their heart to the Lord that had not heard the gospel. Hallelujah. You can go on. Yes. The children just kept looking at me like, who is this white lady? And the Kenyans said they'd never heard a white lady preach with such fire. Hallelujah. And after this meeting, we were on the road back. And I had had a visitation from a principality in power the night before. I knew that we had disrupted the atmosphere. As the apostles go into a territory, principalities and powers know that you are there. And I had a visitation, and we had been interceding and praying into that. And as we left this crusade meeting that night, as we were going down the road, there was a large satanic altar that had been built up with stones and different objects to block our way. And we weren't sure what curses and hexes were put upon that and what witchcraft spells were sent, but we decreed and declared that God made the rocks, and if we don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out, and the rocks were crying out on behalf of God, and which canceled every curse and assignment against us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now I'd like you to take a look at, this was the crusade, it was out in a village. Well then the next part of the trip was we went in to the church, his Gospel Harvest Church, which is way back in the jungle. So if you'd show, Before you go to that, they were baptized. They baptized about 50 people after the crusade. Isn't that awesome? Okay. And this is the well. This is what we were trying to get to. If you'll start that next, pull that video over. That's the well. Right as you come into the little opening there at the church. And once again, I don't know where all these people come from because you don't see very many houses. But this is the
main road to Gospel Harvest Ministries. Hallelujah.
In Mungao Village.
Mungao Village.
Siaya County.
Siaya County. Okay. The far western county of Kenya.
Yes. Yeah.
We have visitors from Tanzania.
You can see how bumpy the road is.
Rwanda.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yes. Kenya.
A special day today.
Yes. Special day. This is now main road. You know that?
Yeah, the main road.
And I'm videotaping.
Yeah, this is a main road. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Yes.
These souls must know Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. They must know.
They must be delivered from the spirit of witchcraft and sorcery. Religious spirit. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. This video goes on for over 4 minutes. And I quit recording because I thought, how far into the jungle are we going? So it was quite a ways. Yes, next. This is the church, Gospel Harvest Ministries. This is the building. And the church was empty because they'd taken all the chairs out and put them under the canopy. And so we're back under the canopy for church in the morning. And then we go ahead, praise and worship. Here's the children. The children usually hang around outside. This is just some scenery out the church, out the back of the church. We had lunch together after the morning service. Yes, look how big those are. Oh, they were delicious. And this is the children. In the afternoon, we did our service inside, and the children came in to receive a blessing. And as we prayed over them, they raised their hands. And Pastor Leonard, you know his heart for kids. He bought them all candy, so... So after we blessed them, gave them all some candy, they were so excited. And this is Bishop Owino introducing the woman on the right. She is the pastor of the church and oversees the people there in the village. Wonderful woman. We prophesied to her, and later she came to me with an interpreter, and she said, God sent you all the way from the United States just to minister to me. She was so thrilled with the word of the Lord. It blessed her so much. And this is Pastor Leonard sharing about the salvation bracelets with the pastors. They're all pastors, yes. And this is us, we began to pray and to prophesy and to minister the word of the Lord. All right. All right. And so the power of the Holy Spirit began to fall. And if you get ready for the video, there were a lot of demonic deliverance that went on, and I just happened to be at the right place at the right time to be able to get this on video. So it was like the day of Pentecost, and the wind of God began to blow. Thank you. All right, and then show the next one. Bishop Owino prayed over him later in the service. He came back in.
The spirits of the dead.
Demons have left from me, are left you today.
You have been delivered from powers of darkness.
Umekombolewa kutoka mkono wa giza.
And you are going to be a light in your family.
Na unaenda kuwa nuru katika jamii.
You are going to be a light in that family.
Utakuwa nuru katika hiyo nyumba.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have been delivered.
Umekombolewa.
And you have been spirit filled.
Na umejazwa na roho.
Stay in the Holy Spirit.
Dumu katika roho takatifu.
Stay aside from the men, young men who go to bars and nightclubs and move in. See, don't go there
again.
So those of you who have received this miracle today, maintain the standard. God has blessed
us. Amen.
God bless you so much. All of you visited.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. All right. After the afternoon service, we broke out for supper. And these are just, they feed the adults first. And the children wait outside. When the adults are done, they gather up the food and then they feed the children. And we were told to sit and to wait until up front. So we just were sitting there just waiting. And they brought us this wonderful tray of pop. In Kenya, that's really a special treat and cost them a lot of money. But we really appreciate that. If you'd get the offering video ready. We were getting ready to leave from the village.
Share it again.
This is an offering that villagers bring to the Lord. Everybody have to come to church with something. Because the Bible says you shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. And you cannot give God that which costs you nothing. This has cost somebody everything. To bring one chicken, especially for a conference like this. So they wanted to be blessed, that's why they gave the chicken. So that the Lord may accept their sacrifice.
Amen. Amen.
This man of God has come like 20 miles away from here. And so he's being sent away with the blessings.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
When he reached home, he had a stew.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so when he reached home, this is what he brought to the wife. He says, Mama, this is what I brought home. After hard work, please let's challenge the soup.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know how I felt about that, but I had to work through some stuff. I felt sorry for the chicken, you know? He was like protesting this. So I'm going to be soup in about another day. But let's go on. So we booked flights to fly back. We're sitting at the Kisumu International Airport, and tickets to fly back were just $60 a person. Wow. That was worth it. Okay. And there was our airplane. And this is where we went for our safari. And I thought the kids would probably enjoy some of this video. We're going to skip the scenery on the road. And let's go on through the pictures here. This is Ron. Took us about 5 hours to get to this place, too. This was after we traveled back from our crusade. We had 3 days to rest. So the first day we rest, the second day we went on the safari, and then the third day we rested getting ready for the conference. And there's Pastor Leonard with the zebras. It's just gorgeous to see them in their habitat. And a water buffalo. And there he is looking at us. And a zebra right alongside the road. When you're driving, you'll see herds of zebra just walking around. And nobody, you know, takes care of them. God takes care of them. They just take care of themselves. And what are those? Gazelles? That's what I thought. And this is the lake. This is actually a saltwater lake there. Yeah. And I think that's a yak, maybe. And this is a secretary bird, and he's just out there prancing around in the field. So we watched him for a little while, but that's what it's called, a secretary bird. And this is, African skies are just gorgeous. The blue is so blue, and the clouds are so beautiful. And this is, I had prayed, it's like, Lord, I love giraffes. I just love to see some giraffes. And we were so amazed. And our driver said, you rarely see more than two or three. And when we came upon this group of giraffes, there was a very large male and probably six females and five babies. And so I tried to get some video of them. If you can bring up the, this is the male. He walked right in front of us. So they must be used to people driving through. Okay. There's another one. You can see the monkeys with them. And those are the babies. The monkeys were monkeying around.
Four babies. Five. Yeah. One, two, three.
Okay, we're ready.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Good job.
And then I turn
the... another big
one. If you look, as I turn the camera, there are some... You can see some of the females in the distance.
I love the giraffes.
I'm very excited over the giraffes. You can see them back there in the trees. And then down the road... get down the road, there's a whole herd of zebra off to the left. You just gotta look for the animals as you go through. And if we wanted to stop, we told him we wanted to stop. Okay, you can stop that.
Yeah, you can see back there by the
stop. Okay. And then if you'll just show the last video of the safari, that'd be great. I thought the kids would enjoy it. We saw some baboons, and we couldn't get close to the rhinos, but this park is actually a park reserve for the rhinos that are being poached in Africa. You've probably heard on the news they're killing them to take their horns. Oh, I think I'll move. And the monkeys are just sitting on the side of the road grooming each other, like. And actually, when we were traveling, we would see big baboons just walking down the road. Bishop Owino said, you don't want to get close to them, they'll beat you up. They look pretty harmless, but they're not, I guess.
Ahead, right side, these big guys out there, the rhinos.
Yeah, there were rhinos out in the water out there. Okay, you can, yeah, it's done. So we had an awesome time. It was wonderful. And then the last thing I want to show you, after the safari, we went to Bishop Owino's church, which is down in the slum area. And it's not Nairobi, it's a little suburb thing off of Nairobi, but it's down in the slum area. And I just wanted you to get an idea of what they drive into on Sunday morning. So if you can show the driving into the Nairobi church. Bishop left a large city church because his heart was called to work with the poorest of the poor down in the slum area. But this is the driveway. This is what we're driving into. And I'm in the back seat trying to maneuver my phone to videotape. But you can see all the metal sheets along the side. You can see all of the mud. And you can see all the dips in the road. Mm-hmm.
It's a judgment. Okay. And then there. Let's go.
If he didn't have four-wheel drive, I don't think we would have
made it. Kini nyi muna nguvu. Ukiwaza kupambana na hii matope, basi unampenda Yesu.
I didn't know what he was saying, but Libby does.
Unampenda Yesu.
Yes, that's for sure. It's like your feet just get sucked down in it. Yes, it was really hard. That's one of the praise and worship leaders' children was at the door to greet us. And let's just go through the slides that are left. We're done with the videos. Okay. Do you see how tall he is? We're in the restaurant eating some very fancy food. They're at the safari. Sitting in his living room, waiting to be taken to church. And that's a picture of the church as we drove in. This is the inside. Apostle Wanda. This is what we ate for lunch. And these two ladies served us. Very sweet people. And this is inside his church. This are people that came forward for the altar call. And these are some of the ministers that were represented from different countries. And this is the pastor from the village that you saw in another picture. And there are ministers in his network. And Apostle Leonard preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And there we're handing out bracelets. And then I preached on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Apostle Leonard came forward and led them in receiving the Holy Spirit. And several of Bishop's church members had never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is our Sunday morning. There were other services there that include the ministers. Several of them had to go. But he said, this is going to make my job so much easier now that people are baptized with the Holy Spirit. And this is his wife, Lorna. And this is Francis. He took over Bishop's Church in the city. Pastor Francis, very nice man. This was our house gift for them. We bought them a clock because there were no clocks. You know how you look on the wall to see what time it is? I don't think Kenyans care. Yeah. No, Kenya time. Bishop would go, I promise you, we will not be on African time today. It's like, okay. But usually we ended up on African time. And this was our last conversation. We were sitting talking together before Bishop drove us to the airport. And it was a holiday in Kenya. And everyone was out, and traffic was unbelievable. We inched our way to the airport, so we were glad we left early. And here we are in Amsterdam, an absolutely beautiful airport. And they had a Starbucks. And here's traffic control. And here we are in the USA, and Leonard is enjoying his Wendy's. It was good. So, all right, and that's the end of our Kenya report. We have kept you a little longer this morning, but Apostle Leonard would like to share with you. Yeah, only about 10 minutes, and then Lydia is going to sing another song to close out our service. But he would, at our Wild West Fest, we want to set up a table where people can sit down and make their own salvation bracelet. Mm-hmm. And we'll have the cards, mm-hmm. which are going to be handed out to you by the ushers. salvation cards. And so each bead represents, and he's going to share that with you. The pastors in Kenya loved it. He took tons of supplies for them.
These are the salvation cards. Let me see. We need one more person to hand out if we could. Oh, yeah. Wait, he will. Benito? No, just wait, pass them out. Please just give them to an adult if you can. Because what happens is in the kids' wing, we're going to teach all the kids to do it. Also, in the youth wing, we're going to teach all the youths to do this. This is a salvation, and then if you can see on my wrist, we have a bracelet that we make. The normal ones at Revive Indiana are $1. We can make these for less than one for 10 cents. Well, in Kenya, they only make $2 to $3 a day. So I was able to give them approximately 500 of these to make, and we teach them how to do it. So it's really good, and we're going to all read this together. This is kind of like a Bible mark. Once again, the kids, you will all get one of these. For instance, while they're passing them out, some scriptures in Matthew 28:19, we all know that all authority has been given to me on in earth and has been given to me. So go ye, that's you, right? Go ye all into the world and preach the gospel and baptize them. You know, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So it's just really exciting. And like Janet said in Mark 16, you know, it talks about in my name, you'll heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise, you know, and so forth. So it's really important to tell people about Jesus Christ. One thing I want you to remind you, we're going to all read these scriptures together in a minute. But when you minister to people like Muslim, Mormons, Islam, and Buddha, did you know the Bible says there's no access to God except through who? Jesus Christ. So they don't have access to God. And, you know, some of them have hundreds of gods and you have to do a ritual, but it's only through Jesus Christ. So you can, and so they don't hear God. They don't have any connection with God. So I think it's important that we really preach the gospel. And of course, Acts 2, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Did you know the Bible says in the beginning, God said, let us make man in our image. But did you know who the first one that breathed into Adam was? It was the Lord. Did you know it was Jesus Christ? There's a whole teaching on it in one of my Bibles. The list goes on, and so the Lord, that's the first time the Lord was even in the Bible. It was all God, God. So, but make a long story short, we saved over, you know, more than 100, and we passed them out. But this is very important. You'll be able to teach people. And let's just read this together. The first one, let's read the top. How to experience a new life in Jesus, in Christ. Well, this black color is just symbolic of death and being stale. The Bible says we was born in sin and shape in iniquity. And, you know, the wages of, I mean, all that, but that wages is later on. Let's read all this one in the black. Everyone is a sinner and is separated from God, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we was born in sin. We was shaped in iniquity. We were just, you know, we were born in this category. But we need to get out of this because we're either going to heaven or we're going to go to hell, aren't we? All right, the next one, of course, is red about the blood of Jesus. Let's read this. God loved us all so much that he gave his son to die for our sins. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So it's important, you know, in the Old Testament, you know, they had to sacrifice animals. But you know what? We don't have to sacrifice animals anymore, do we? We have Jesus Christ, don't we? Amen. All right, the next one is kind of like gold and it's life. It's, you know, it's a change, you know. Let's read that. Death means separation forever from God. Eternal life comes by trusting Jesus Christ. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we want to make sure, you know, that we keep taking them steps, you know, in changing in our life. And of course, white is symbolic of purity and cleanliness and all that. So let's read this. In order to begin your new life in Christ, be saved, you must believe that Jesus died for your sins and declare you accept him as Savior. If thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's really good. And I would encourage each one of you to memorize these scriptures. And we're going to do one more. And of course, the last one or the next one is blue, which is like, you know, water. It's about life, you know, all types of different things. This is God's promise to you. If you accept Jesus, he will accept you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Did you know you can't even have access to God except for through the name of Jesus? The Bible says, whatsoever you call upon the, you know, I mean, when you talk to the Father, you have to go through Jesus Christ. So you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, then you have a greater access to him. So it's good. All right, the next in this are the sinner's prayer. If you would like to accept Jesus now, pray the following prayer. Dear God, I know that I have sinned. I want to ask for your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I now accept your offer of eternal life. I will follow Jesus as my Savior and try to obey him in all that I do. Thank you for your new life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, this is good. And once again, I'm going to go to the junior high and we're going to make them and we'll go through it. We'll go to the seniors and make it, and then all the kids too. So, and this is the book of Romans. And what did you say about Romans? The Roman road to salvation. So that's pretty good. They're all scriptures there in the book of Romans, and that's why they did that. Well, thank you very much. I just really appreciate it. And, you know, and everything that is happening, and we, like, once again, all the pastors got them over there, and there's going to be an access to save more than almost 450 people, and then they can redo it, all of that. So there's a great reward in heaven someday, isn't there? All right, well, bless you, appreciate it. And oh yeah, Lydia, one more thing, I'm sorry. It was exactly 10 minutes. Thank you.